Hey, everybody. Let's do that in unison. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Yeah, okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey.
4?
Oh,
I
sorry.
Expecting that.
You don't say 4? You don't say that down there?
Well,
we're metric up here, so we actually count to 10.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Hey, everybody!
I think we should multi-track that and put a few more harmonies in it later.
Maybe we will.
Well, all right, I don't know. So.
All right.
Welcome.
And welcome,
friends.
Back.
To the Spy versus Spy podcast. You have Friends, successfully
enemies, stalkers.
You successfully beaten the game. Now you get bonus levels.
Yeah. Kind of, huh? They were able to withstand the boss that was the last one.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say it was boss.
The maxi boss.
Oh God! What?
It wasn't quite a mini boss. It was a maxi boss.
It was a Mondo boss.
Yeah, totally. So
it was the big boss man.
If you were able to stomach the turgid profundities,
I had the intestinal fortitude.
Yeah. Did you listen to the last one?
Not yet. I'm afraid. I didn't think we did a very good job when we were doing it. So I was kind of, I don't know. We were all mad at each other, and
we had debates.
We just got in a big fight before, and I got my dick caught in my zipper.
Yep,
I was kind of grumpy. Phil drank a slush, and there was razor blades in it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get my dick caught in my zipper, but I did get my pubes wedged in my Velcro. So.
Oh God, you got your dick caught in my zipper.
I wear prescription pants, so.
That's right. Just a little tip for all you out there. If there's two dudes out there and you're thinking of touching dicks together, take the pants off first. Don't try to go through the zipper. Don't try to be fancy.
Yeah.
Don't try to do nothing, you know. Don't try stunts. Most of all, don't try to use the little flap in the front of your Y-fronts for anything ever.
I wonder what percent of gays, you know, the gays, what percent all right. of... Hey, gays, clue me in.
Hey, gays.
Give me a call. What percent of gays, like, they're inter-gay, actually just consists of, like, touching their dicks together? they're just making it up as they go along, you know? And
I don't know. I mean, I'd probably do that.
Yeah?
I mean, why not?
Stub.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, no, more like, oh, God, a sword fight.
Right. Fencing?
Yeah, but not a space sword fight, because that would be stupid. That would be something that we would not talk about.
Who would
about.
Even sword fight in space? That's...
I don't know. Perverted.
Yeah.
So, let's not...
No, we're grounded off of that particular...
yeah, that's right.
...genre.
Yeah.
From now on, we're nonstop Battlestar Galactica references.
That's right, man.
Which is going to have to be all on you, because...
Did you see the last episode?
I didn't see the first episode.
Oh, okay, well, check it out. In the last episode, they were riding around in these sort of like chicken leg walker type rangers.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah?
I don't know. It's close to a nickname. I don't know.
Oh, what?
Kentucky Fried Chicken Walkers?
What?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I've never seen Battlestar Galactica. Any of it.
Oh. Okay, well, okay, that was pretty cool. And then there was another part where they had these sort of, like, hover bikes, and they were, like, scooting around on them and stuff.
In the forest?
it might have been a jungle. I'm not really too sure. I was more paying attention to the stormtroopers chasing them.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
Wait a minute. Whoa, was that a police whistle?
In my background?
Oh, my background. Was it yours or mine?
There's one outside my house, yeah.
Really?
What'd you do? They're after me, man. Pirated some stuff.
Did you?
They busted me for downloading Trailer Park Boys episodes.
Oh, so you're getting into the Trailer Park Boys there.
Yeah, now that it's over,
yeah.
I figure maybe I'll check this show out. Well, I've seen a little bit of it before. I know I've known since the start what it's about and like the deal and everything, but I just never really bothered to watch it. And I knew it was good and worthwhile because I have a lot of friends who've watched it and stuff. And it's quite huge in Canada. I don't know about huge, but it definitely had like sort of a cult type following where like, I don't know, like, okay, like my parents don't watch it or anything, you know, it's not like that huge, but they would have, you could go to a pub on the night that it was on and they would have, you know, specials on rum and cokes and like chicken fingers or whatever. And so they would have Trailer Park Boys nights at certain pubs and things. It was sort of an event. And
that sounds pretty cool.
That kind of thing. Yeah. So, anyway, but yeah, now that it's all over, I decided to start watching it.
Well, how far are you?
I'm in the second season.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Short seasons on that particular.
No, it's good. It's British style. Yeah. British styles. I always like that. I always like 6 or 8 episode seasons because it means you have to get your shit together and fucking tell your story.
Yep.
And get it done. I said that in front of Deezer.
Yeah.
One time.
Corey Deezer McDaniel.
Corey Deezer McDaniel, who has become a hermit. We never see him anymore. Right. He's real busy with school. He goes to Vancouver Film School, animator. Yeah, and he's hardcore, dude. Like, he works really hard. And he's like, I guess he's mature enough of a dude to recognize that he's come all this way to come to a cool, you know, school. To do this shit and he's taking it real seriously, but I guess there's a bunch of fucking jokers that are in his program with him who are just like rich kids who didn't know what else to do, and they said, oh, I'll fucking sign up for a $20,000 animation program.
Right.
And or however much it costs, I have no idea. It's quite expensive to go to that school though, but I guess it's just a bunch of people who they don't take it very seriously and they don't work very hard, and it's kind of a drag and stuff, but he's working real hard. He's working so hard that we never see him. He came to the comic jam. And so it's good to see him, drink a beer with him and stuff. But yeah, we don't really get to hang out with him that much. Anyhow, I said, yeah, he rapped with us. He drunk rapped with us a while back, and we were saying "get her done" or something, and he got so mad at us just because that's where he comes from, and like it's not a joke where he comes from,
right?
And all that. So.
You know what's funny is that I believe that's Larry the Cable Guy who does that.
Yeah.
Did you know where he's from?
Jim Carrey, the cable guy?
No.
Oh.
What? Larry. Jerry Larry. I don't know what his last name is.
Larry Minefield?
Do you know where he's from? Did you read that David Cross?
Seattle. Rantage? He's from SeaTac.
Florida.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So he's one of them Florida rednecks.
Yeah, that's the best. I know David Cross is constantly, like, ripping that guy on his site and all that, but I never really read it because I don't really know who that guy is.
David Cross is no good without the voice.
Yeah, well, kind of. No, the cable guy. I've never like heard his act, really. I'm only kind of vaguely aware of who he is, and I'm only vaguely aware of his shtick and stuff. So,
well, it's like, if you have the tools and the know-how, you just might be able to get our done.
So he's Jeff Foxworthy, but he uses a different word?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've ever dragged a truck, you might just get her done.
It's possible you may be able to get hard done.
Yeah, art. You might be able to get hard too.
I don't know about that whole redneck comedy shtick thing.
Whatever.
It's distasteful on so many levels.
Yeah, it is, but fuck, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really. Make any difference to me here.
Yeah.
Because anyone who sort of that kind of humor here is really only ever on an ironic level. And even rednecks, even Canadian rednecks, they know that like it's kind of bullshit. And Canadian rednecks are I believe are very conscious of not being American rednecks. They don't want to be the bad American kind.
Right.
So they're sort of like this weird little micro step ahead in a way. Like because they're sort of aware that there's people like that who are, like, worse than them. So they're like, oh, I don't want to be that bad.
Well, it's because they're Canadian, right?
No, that's the Canadian way, really. But, like, American true rednecks, there's no one worse than them at what they do, so or better, I should say, or what have you. And so they don't have that check going like, oh, well, you know, if I do that, I'm going to be like those guys. No, it's, there's no there's no safety net or anything, so.
I don't know. I come from Southern folk. I come from, you know, a pretty...
Polk County?
Pretty deep hill stock, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of my relatives are from Kentucky and stuff. And
so O'Keefe, like, extra hill stock.
Yeah. Yep. So I don't know what that means.
It's okay. It's a thing. Yeah, all right.
Is it a beer?
Mm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a Canadian, like, malt liquor.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I'm not even sure you can get it out here. I think it's export only.
Whoa.
I know.
So, yeah, it's not like I get, like, super offended or anything. I don't know. You know my thoughts on...
Comedy? You hate
it? Yeah, I hate comedy. No, I just, you know, it's not, you know, it's not racist because they're not, like, you know...
You're more of a fan of the dramedy.
I do like a fine dramedy.
The dromedary.
Yeah.
Because you eat camel.
Yep.
And scene.
Yeah.
I dromedary.
Camel. And people do you talk about the horse thing.
Yeah, horses. What?
And I don't know if I ever actually asked you. Would you eat horse?
Would I? I don't imagine it would be very good to eat.
Yeah.
Because they're all muscle, right?
Right.
And no fat. So
fat's the good probably, part.
Well, it certainly helps. So, for starters, it doesn't sound like a very good thing to eat.
You what know, about there's a lot of people. Horse?
What?
That's what we call appetizers here. Because appetizers seems like kind of a French word.
Hold on. I'm going to punch you in the face now. Okay.
Whoa. Punch like a cat.
I punch like a lady punch.
Yeah.
Have you fucking seen Lady Punch? I showed you Lady Punch.
Yeah, right? I love that.
Lady Punch, for those who don't know, everyone knows by now. It's fucking phenomenon.
There's people that don't know.
You think it's maybe still sort of underground?
Well, it's overground, but that doesn't mean everyone heard
it. It's actually hard to find now. YouTube has censored it. You have to, I guess apparently you can sign up, you can register for YouTube, and then you can get, like, explicit content or something. So if there's something that has, like, swears or something bad in it, I guess you have to have the registered account or something to see it. So it makes me a little bit swearsy. So it makes me kind of scared as to what kinds of things are going to be on the censored part of YouTube.
Yeah.
It's probably just a lot of fucking people spreading their ass cheeks and making it lip sync to a Justin Timberlake song. Sorry. So anyway, Lady Punch, but there's like 100 copies on YouTube, so I think they're trying to censor them.
Don't play
all
it up too
but
much.
No, it's good. It's real
don't
short.
Don't describe it.
No, just go to YouTube. .com. If you know what that is, there's no hope for you. If you don't know what that is, how are you listening to us?
What, .com? If you don't know what .com is.
No, I just meant it would be funny if our show was only on YouTube.
Yeah. We could do that. We should put our show on YouTube and we'll put up some drawings.
Do animated versions of, or something of us?
I guess.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't even have to be.
I had considered doing that. It'd be a lot of work. We'd have to have like a real good show that we wanted to animate.
Like that hand puppet that you do when you move your thumb up and down.
Yeah,
we could do those. Hey, have you seen that? It's like a fucking Palmolive ad or whatever. Back in the day, I think they had an original Palmolive ad that was those hand things talking, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then they have a new one. This is probably like a couple years old now, even, but they still show it. And, what's that?
Pets.com.
No. And so, but they do the hand puppet, not like a hand puppet, but like you're using your hand, you know what I mean? You know what I mean.
Well, I totally know what you mean. Yeah. I'm going to go
but
on
anyway,
from there in a second.
Yeah, in the new version, they use actual hands, but they have overlaid, like, animated eyes and mouths and things, so the hand doesn't even really have to be simulating the talking because they have a cartoon mouth over top of it.
Right.
And it's fucking ridiculous. Like, why even bother at that
over
point? Why not over Zoom. So why even bother having a real hand at that point, you know?
Speaking of why even bother.
Okay. Oh, okay, hold on.
No.
Go to YouTube.com, type in Lady Space Punch. Lady Punch, one word, I think.
I've heard that by this point.
Yeah, okay. So check that out. Watch it 30 times in a row and check the nuances and the subtleties. It's real good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be intrigued enough to want to watch it over and over again.
Ollie and I watched it like 30 times in a row.
And trying to figure out the motivation.
No, totally, man.
And who did it?
It's a whole whodunit.
It's a mystery. You can't tell what's happening.
Who got her done?
It's Piswichadelic. The there's a children's program, called Ubi, that's on the
Does it say sit Ubi sit?
No. No.
I love Ubi one can.
I would watch a whole
Nobby.
It'd be nice if someone put together like a compilation of all of the little after the show things.
Oh man, yeah, that would be so cool.
Yeah, that'd except be, like, concentrated nostalgia.
Wow, yeah, because like that's what you really remember from shows. You know what I mean?
It's the last little thing,
and it's the same in every show.
Yeah.
You know, even intros to shows change season to season.
That's right.
But that little fucking studio stamp
Ubu
thing
always has to fucking sit.
That's right. And yeah. Also the fucking paper chase with the fuck.
Sure.
With the typewriter and the... What else was there?
And
other ones.
You know? At the end of the Simpsons?
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a show called Ubi, dude.
How do you spell that?
O-O-B-I.
All right.
And it's fucking sweet. It's hands, you know, talking, but it's not like doing a little, it's all right thing. It's like just, you know, take your hand. Your thumb is the jaw. The rest of your hand is the face. And it's meh, meh, meh. But then they wear these plastic eyeballs that come up from, like, the middle finger. I guess it's like a ring. We bought a couple of them.
Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah.
And there's Ubi, who's like a little boy. And then there's his sister, who is a girl. And you can tell because it's a girl's hand.
Eyelashes?
Slenderer. No, but a bow on her pinky knuckle.
I think all girls in the world...
should wear a bow.
Girls in the world should wear a bow on their heads so we know that they're girls.
Yeah. What do guys get? Just like a bow?
Baseball cap? I don't know.
I
beanie?
Yeah. No, well, that's their other friend, Keiko, wears a hat. And then Grandpa is like the elder hand. And it's this hairy ass arm.
That was my last boo.
It's a hairy arm. And okay, if you like make a fist...
Mm.
And then, like, I guess, like, your row of little knuckles where your fingernails are is, like, the top of the mouth, and then the thumb kind of just folds over and makes a mouth. But he's, like, this hairy-ass arm, and he's, like, the old guy, and you can see he's got wrinkles now. He's got little knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
But they build these sets where, you know, all of the puppeteers, I guess, are standing under them, you know, Sesame Street style. So there's, like, a whole room that they just kind of stick their arm up into to do the show. And it's pretty cool because, like, sometimes they wear clothes. Like, there'll be one where they have to go to the bathroom or get a haircut. And, like, there's no arms. There's no limbs or anything. But they still manage to, like, you know, make food and kind of eat Cookie Monster style. They're just kind of off to the side. But, like it's amazing that they, like, they can't do anything. But they pick everything up with their little faces and whatnot. And then the second season of Ubi, like, they started to go out to the neighborhood more, so there was, like, more characters that had hair and shit. And then Ubi met this friend that was a foot, and, like, it was, like, the racism episode of Ubi.
Oh,
really.
Sweet.
The foot was all different and shit.
Yeah. But, like, those guys smell really bad all the time.
Yeah.
Totally. Not all the time. Come on. Sometimes hands smell just as bad as feet.
Oh, don't I know it.
Especially if you've been touching your feet.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I have ingrown toenails, kind of fiercely.
Used to.
Well, how'd you
then
fix
I had,
it?
I had part of my toenail removed.
Really?
Yeah, on one of my toes.
Wow.
Because I kept getting them, and this is like a family curse or something. Everyone in my family used to get really bad ingrown toenails, and my brother had his operated on too, and I can't remember if my sister did or not. I think she did. She used to get the worst ones. Anyway, they just sort of took out like the very edge of one of my toenails, and it totally healed over, and you basically can't even tell that anything ever happened to it unless you put both my big toes side by side. Then you can tell a difference, like one has a wider toenail. But beyond that, like, you really can't tell. And I guess they put some schmutz on the fucking nail bed there so it doesn't grow anymore. They put some fucking needles in your toe and they open it up and they fucking do some shit and you don't get them anymore.
Do you need toenails? Are toenails necessary to live?
Yeah, they're really good if you want to destroy socks and blankets.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm...
It's the easiest way to really do that.
All my fucking socks are toeless and whatnot, so I'm, if I could, if they have the technology to put schmutz on that makes nails not grow there...
You could trim them, though, if you wanted
to. Just get
it
all over. I want my feet declawed.
Yeah.
And the last knuckle out, take it all off. I can wear smaller shoes. I can wear ladies' shoes.
Just take your toes off altogether.
I suppose.
No, you kind of need those for balance, I think.
Yeah. For playing basketball?
Yeah, or for ballet.
Oh, yeah.
Or actually, maybe that would be easier if you didn't have any toes. What do you
ballet?
Think?
If you just went straight to heel.
Maybe you could get like a little attachment, like a little bionic nubbin to stick on the end there, and it would be flat. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, you know, I like that one prosthetic running leg. I think that shit's pretty cool. The one that's just like a curved piece of metal.
It's got
a spring to it. I think that's pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, you could put like a little attachment on it where like a little whirly blade comes out the side, and then when you're in a race, you could like hack off someone else's arm or leg. I mean...
How far out do you think the...
Wacky races style.
Inspector Gadget technology is. How far away do you think we are from...
I don't think we can really have extendable heads yet.
No.
I think we can definitely have goggles that come down from our hat, though.
Oh, yeah. But what about the helicopter coming out of the hat?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because your hat would just fly off by itself.
My dad had a super sweet Inspector Gadget action figure. It's about dumb. 12 inches, something like that. Mm-hmm. It had a lot of accessories.
Oh, so life size.
What?
Life size?
No, 12 inches. 12 feet.
No, life size, though.
Life size.
It wasn't a real guy. It was a cartoon.
Oh. Yeah.
He was only like...
He held it up to the TV. Yeah, it was actually absolutely the right size.
Yeah.
Actual. It was cool, though. Cloth coat and all these metal springs and everything. It was really nice. It wasn't like, you know, like the Happy Meal that they just did a couple years ago for the non-French Stewart movie.
Matthew Broderick one?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. I didn't see either of those.
French Stewart was in the sequel, right?
Yeah. I saw a little bit of the French Stewart one, but not enough.
But you guys see the French, so...
Oh, that's true. We call him Freedom Stewart. Hard.
Not since 5 years ago.
Naff Singer. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that shit wore off. We love the French. Speaking of French, they make...
Okay, all French with you.
Dude, you just coughed in my mouth. You like...
I thought you liked that.
I'm gonna get the bird flu now.
Yeah, probably.
How are you feeling anyway, sick-wise?
Better. Yeah, I was kinda not feeling too good yesterday. I almost called in sick, but then, like, I didn't want to get in trouble and all this, because I've been kinda flaking out at work. Yeah, and I kinda got a little talking to at work there.
Yeah.
It's mainly because I hate my job and I'm not enthusiastic about it at all. It's not because I, it's mainly because I don't care. It's not because I'm a jerk.
Yeah.
Or something. What? I don't know. Anyhow.
Okay?
I'm feeling better today. Yeah. I thought I was coming down with the flu and I felt kind of like I was going to barf yesterday, but that didn't stop me from eating, like, I don't know. The same food I always eat. I don't know.
Wait,
usually,
did you just say food?
Oh.
Fooding it up. Yeah, yeah. Fooding it up. Yeah, yeah. What'd you eat?
Yesterday? Yeah. Or today? Oops. No, I don't know. I had like a Tim Hortons sandwich. I had like a turkey
Tim
sandwich.
Tim Hortons sandwich?
Yeah, from Tim Hortons. Yeah.
Isn't that a
Tim Hortons
place?
Is a... It is, but they also have very fine sandwiches. They have soup and chili and muffins and... everything. It's good. It's a good place to eat. It's not too expensive, but it's not too cheap. But they use like real type bread and real type vegetables and things. It's good. It's a good sandwich. It's pretty big usually. And it's closer than Subway to my place of employment. I have to walk like an extra couple blocks just to get to Subway. So, well, screw it.
Tim.
What?
Nothing.
What?
I
funny to you? Oh. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, and then I eat, like, some K-Pasa brand refrigerated burritos, some chicken and bean burritos.
None of this seems too fancy.
This is not fancy at all. I had a black cherry vanilla Coke, which I've had before. I'm not sure if we talked about it, but this is actually something I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
You know how it is when they come out with different flavors of an already pre-existing pop?
Yes.
Have you ever had one that you thought was better than the original, and you would think, if they got rid of the original and just kept this, I would be fine with that? Have you ever had one like that?
Well, as a youth, when Cherry Coke was having a... had the big Cherry Coke push.
Yeah.
At that point, I was like, well, why would they even make regular Coke? This is so good. And I would always get Cherry Coke on purpose.
Uh-huh.
But, I don't think so. I mean, like, there's been lots of incarnations of Mountain Dew, and, you know,
actually, I would have to say that Mountain Dew is the one where the variations come out are usually consistently pretty good. You know?
Well, the orange was good.
Livewire?
Yeah.
Was it Livewire? And the Code Red? Not bad.
Code Red was all right.
Pitch Black is like a genius.
The second one was good.
I thought they were both good. But not in Canada, because they were caffeine-free and tasted kind of retarded.
You had Baja Blast? The Taco Bell exclusive blue one?
No, how would I?
Well, I thought maybe you'd get it on your way to...
We didn't. Ed wouldn't let us.
Unless you go to Taco Bell?
He wouldn't let us.
Probably because all the tortillas are made of veal.
No, he eats a Taco Bell. He just overdosed on it the weekend before Abe, or maybe 2 weeks before or something. He had gone to the Emerald City Convention, I think it was, in Seattle. And I guess they'd probably eaten nothing but Taco Bell when they were down there. And so he was like, no more Taco Bell, dude.
I guess he's kind of like a mustache.
A little bit. So that's okay. I mean, I don't really care. But my biggest regret is that we didn't get to an In-N-Out Burger. But
yeah.
What are you going to do? I don't know.
Go back.
So, I guess I'll have to. The blue one. No, it didn't have the... I want to say something about blue stuff in a minute, but...
It's a little gamey. Not
you don't right. You like it? Yeah, but if it's not good enough for them to put in bottles and sell everywhere, then really...
Yeah.
You know.
I think it was an accident. I think they were making some orange, and they were making some regular, and they were making... I don't know. Why would they make blue? Yellow and blue make green, so green minus yellow.
They took some of the green stuff, and they were taking... How does that work?
Yeah, I don't know. They accidentally made some blue, that's what I think, and it just had a lot of it. Because it's fucking gross.
It's too bad. What's it supposed to taste like?
I don't know.
Baja?
Blue, yeah.
I went to fucking Baja, and it didn't taste like nothing.
Yeah.
It tasted like dust.
I got a little food in it up.
Alright, okay. Yeah, alright, go for it.
Well, yesterday, my uncle's band, Boys Club, played at the strip club. and I went and saw them. I got there in time for one song. That sounds like they're singing, don't eat all the food. Don't eat all the food. Except they're not. I don't know what they're saying. That's what it sounds like.
They're saying, do not shoot the food.
Yeah. And when we were there, lots of shows I've been to. There will be, a woman that walks around with a bunch of flowers and, like, try to get you to buy flowers.
What?
That happens a lot here.
Like, at, like, club?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And what are you supposed to do with
them? To get in or what?
It's supposed to give them to
towards
your...
the end of the show, so maybe they
get you give them to your girl, and then she walks around with flowers the rest of the night? What a fucking drag.
Well, maybe she tries to sell it for a little more. I mean, maybe it's like, you know, pyramid scheme.
Oh.
But, Yeah, no, you buy a flower and then you sell off the individual petals.
And find out who loves who.
I got stamen, dude. I want some stamen.
Oh, God, what?
You know, pistol and stamen.
Sounds a bit like,
what?
If you combine the word stain and semen.
Well, it is the junk of the flower.
It's true.
The flower dong. So. Or, pistol stuff. I don't know. It's one of the junks. But, so this woman was walking
flowers
around.
Flowers are gross, dude.
She didn't have flowers. This woman was walking around with a little, one of those zip-up cooler things. She had fucking burritos and, like...
Oh.
And, tamales and shit. And
or tamales?
Tamales. Yeah. She tamarins.
It's the third gender. You got your male, you got your female, and you got your tamale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rebecca. Tamales.
Ramjin.
Dude, let's go get some finales. It's fucking retarded.
Yeah, so she, the big ass burrito, you know, wrapped in tinfoil, and then like a Ziploc bag full of four.
A horsecock burrito?
Oh, bigger than that, dude.
Wow. All right. Okay.
No, this was all about the girth. Mm. And, I mean, it was like set football. It was fucking huge. And, so she puts them on the table, because my mom and dad were there, and they were
the table broke. The table fell over, like in the Flintstones.
And, she was showing my mom, and my mom was like, well, yeah. And then, so she was like, $10, you know, for one giant fucking burrito, and then
family size.
A bag of four tamales. And the bag was, like, full of tamales. I mean, it was like, mm-hmm. And it seemed like a pretty good deal. And my dad was fishing around for money, so I gave her $10, and then my dad gave me $5. But the fucking tamales were so good, dude. They were, like, spicy and porky and just, man, fabulous. And, like, you know, at a rock show,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, like,
yeah.
roving burritos, that's, like, I think that's really, fucking
you
sweet.
You would never see that here. I don't know how it is normally but
I've never seen people sell food, just walking around selling food. Always flowers. I mean, that's
yeah,
I mean,
well, I've never seen anybody sell anything not of that establishment before at a place like that. You know what I mean?
Well, this place, I don't know. I mean, I guess they have food. I don't know what to deal with.
Well, that's the thing. So if a place sells food, why would they let someone else?
Yeah.
Why would they let a freelancer come in?
I don't think they like to sell food. They like to sell alcohol quick. The food's all labor.
Yeah. No, I guess. But anyway, that's super cool.
I am so for that shit. I want more of that. I want to be able to just, like, hey, you want to take a sandwich? You know?
Yeah.
Hey, well, yeah, all right, yeah. I've been drinking all night and fucking all sweaty from watching this band. And I took a sandwich and hit the spot.
Maybe we could start up a business where we go around selling pizzas.
Reselling pizzas? Reselling them? So that's last night's
Reese's pizzas.
Oh, God.
They have peanut butter and chocolate inside of the pizza.
Today's Fooding It Up is brief.
Okay. It's brought to you. Oh,
it's brought to you by my briefs. And,
oh, God.
normally, I drink, I make a pot of coffee. I make a 12-cup pot of coffee every morning. And I drink it out of a gas station 24-ounce cup because I like the lid.
You drink it out of a gas can?
Yeah. Oh, man.
A jerry can.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
With the little hose spout.
Yeah.
Snout. And, But I don't know what happened to my cup. I usually reuse the same gas station cup for
100 years without washing it.
A couple of weeks. I mean, a styrofoam and a plastic lid. So I'll use it until the lid...
Until the styrofoam corrodes.
Yeah.
From your saliva.
It's when the lid gives away, because the lid gets a little crack right where my lip presses against it, you know, because it bends and bends and bends every time I take a drink. And eventually it bends through. And then it turns into a fucking dribble cup, and a dribble cup of fucking hot coffee is not cool.
Yeah.
Mm. Especially because I wear all these white glasses.
It's quite the opposite.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's very good.
Mm, yes.
I would not have thought that on my own.
Mm, yeah.
So it's gone. I don't know. I'm missing one. I must have left it at work or in the car or some shit like that. So I had to use an actual coffee cup. I got my Hulk coffee cup here that I've had.
The ever-loving Hulk years. Cup.
Take mm-hmm. it out of the cupboard, and what's inside?
A spider.
That was the... No.
A maggot?
No.
It
was a bunch
crab.
Of magnets, and I squished them with the back of a spoon.
A bunch of magnets?
No, a bunch of maggots.
For real?
No. You remember when Jeff Bent did that? Did you read that?
Yeah, no, of course. I just thought it would be
gross.
Funny if that happened to you.
Yeah. No, it was much
some coffee.
Better.
You took the thing out of the thing, and it was already full of coffee.
Full of hot coffee, piping hot, ready to go.
Yeah. It was full of...
Wasn't full, it was just one thing in it.
Mouse.
And I'm about to eat it.
A cat?
A cat. Cadbury egg.
Oh, very nice. It was
somehow...
hidden in there from the Easter.
Yeah.
The Easter rabbit came.
Oh, that's good. No, yes.
Oh, God. Stick your tongue in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is it a cream egg?
Yeah.
Because there's different kinds, right?
Well.
There's like a caramel egg.
Yeah, I guess
and there's
so.
A peanut butter one.
No, it's more like cream egg.
I don't really like those too much. They're too, a little too sweet for me. A little too much sugar.
But with coffee.
You just drop it right in the coffee, and it's like a time-release creamer. Instant mocha latte shit. I don't know.
Mocolito.
I don't know. Yeah.
They're always smashing fucking letters together.
So, what?
They're always just smashing letters together to name a coffee drink.
Good.
Mocolito Lino Tito.
Yeah, that's... Oh, God. Mocha Taquito.
Cappa Fritos.
Guacacino.
Ah.
I was going to say something about blue drinks.
Yes. Take it away, Brian.
In the convenience store, and they had... It wasn't a 7-Eleven, so it wasn't a Slurpee, but they had slush, and they had blue bubblegum slush.
Yeah.
And I've seen that before, and I think I've even tried it once. It's just like, you know when you get the slush, you put a little bit in your cup, and you try it before you buy it, you know? You ever do that?
No.
No, we do that all the time here.
No, I fill it all the way up, and then I drink it down to about half, and then I fill it back up.
And then you're like, this isn't very good. You walk around the store, read a magazine. Yeah, so they had the blue bubblegum there, and I was thinking, bubblegum flavor? Is it good to want to eat or drink something that's bubblegum flavored? I don't know. Does anyone like that? I don't. Would you drink a bubblegum flavored slush?
Yeah.
You would. Would you want to? Would you?
No.
Milk slush. You get that sometimes when you like when your fridge is too cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, milksicle. So I don't know. I just thought it was kind of a weird flavor, and it got me thinking about like bubblegum ice cream. How, like I don't know, bubblegum flavor in a gum. If I'm chewing that, like a double bubble or something. Hey, that's enjoyable. I don't mind that. But I don't know if I want to drink bubblegum or eat something that flavor. It just seems kind of weird because you're not really supposed to eat gum, right?
Right. You know what's weird, and this is only, at this point, theoretical for me, but when you go to the dentist, and they give you the fluoride, when you're a kid, you have your choice of, I think it's mint flavor or bubblegum flavor.
Well, and I there's often a lot of different kinds, but yeah, you don't want to be like chewing that or whatever. I always just go for the mint because invariably all the other flavors are really, really gross tasting, and at least mint you can pretend is toothpaste or something, but like, they're like, oh, would you like banana?
Yeah, okay. I just think it's funny, like, you know, bubblegum flavor, that's pretty cunning on the part of the dentist.
You know, I like, guess.
No, I'll give them something else, because they'll get the fluoride, and they'll want more bubblegum, and then they'll eat cabbage, and they'll come back.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, maybe, I don't know. But bubblegum ice cream with little chunks of gum in it, I hated that, because you would eat it, and then you would get gum in your mouth while you're eating the ice cream, and... You know, like, what do you do?
I always swallow my gum. I think they should have gourmet fluoride options at the dentist, like you could get, like tiramisu or like
tomato basil.
Yeah, gazpacho, fluoridated gazpacho,
cilantro.
Yeah,
curry beef. nice.
Pheasant.
I got another food in it question.
Yeah.
For you.
Okay.
If a magical wizard, let's say, came up and he was going to cast a spell on you, maybe it's a curse, maybe it's a blessing, you won't know until later. And he says, I'm going to make it. Well, maybe this has nothing to do with wizards at all. I just thought it'd be funny. Maybe it has something to do with wizards because the wizard is coming out on DVD.
Awesome.
The Fred Savage.
Will there be any extras?
I hope so. You know what's weird is I'm looking at the cover of this thing and Fred Savage is wearing the power glove in it. He didn't wear the power glove in the movie, did he? It was the other fucking kid.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, so...
Maybe he's standing on the other kid.
No, he's not. Maybe he tore his arm off. Maybe that's his bionic arm from when the other kid... Lucas was his name, or what? I don't even remember. Maybe he cut off Fred Savage's hand. And then he had to get that little medical droid who was called what?
I can't say.
2D...
2-1-D...
No,
go on.
He was called Tootie.
Tootie
Blair. Tootie yeah. Blair. Tootie Blair. Joe. Mindy Cohen. And, Jesus.
Yeah, what's and, my. Yeah, I'll do it. Wizard. What is it? Wizard.
Wizard? The wizard comes and he says, I'm going to make it so you can only ever eat one chocolate bar for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's no. If you buy another kind of chocolate bar, it will magically turn into this one kind, and that's the only... You can eat other foods, let's say. Mm-hmm. And this is not the fucking one food the rest of your life. That's stupid. But you can only have one chocolate bar for the rest of your life. What is it?
Heath.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't get tired of that?
No.
Well, I mean, you get tired of anything, I guess, but that's the one... Right, that's your ideal?
Yeah.
That's the American version of a score, right?
Where yeah, we like get score, too.
Butter toffee.
I bought both at one time.
Are they basically the same thing?
Yeah, they have slightly different colored chocolate.
And one of them is smooth on the bottom, one of them has like these little grooves on the bottom. I don't remember which is which, but I guess
it's the
like
same idea, right? Same idea? Yeah. So that's your ideal, huh?
I think so. I really like toffee.
Yeah.
I don't like to chew candy. I like to suck on it. And Keith has those nice, really hard toffee nublins, and it satisfies for a long time, especially.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Toffee. You don't chew. Because if you chew that stuff, it gets stuck in your teeth.
Yeah. My teeth are already. We have a very tenuous relationship.
They're already stuck full of cauliflower, and you don't want to ruin that.
They're barely teeth at this point. I mean.
Oh, God.
Seriously. I have a mouth
just jelly?
Full of, like, gravel.
Yum. That's what that taste was when we were making out.
Yeah.
It tasted like asphalt.
Totally.
For me, if I had to pick one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm gonna guess. This is my prediction.
Okay. All right. Do it. Okay.
If Brian could only have one candy bar.
Yeah.
For the rest of his life, it would be strawberry Charleston Chew.
So that's not chocolate.
Damn. It's got chocolate on the outside,
doesn't it? I did specifically say chocolate bar.
No, it's chocolate on the outside, and it's got...
Yeah, oh, and we don't really have those here, so I don't know.
Nugent.
Nugent?
Ted Nugent?
Fuck. I don't know. I was thinking the Max 5 or the Take 5.
Really?
Because that pretty much is, like, the ideal thing. If you're only going to eat one thing, the rest of that, like, that's pretty good. But it's such a new thing to me. Like, I've only really been eating them the last...
Yeah. I only want the Max 5, and then they discontinue it a year later, and like, oh, I can never have
I guess
candy
like,
again.
No,
because
no,
if
I
you
mean,
bought something else, it would turn into it.
It would, yeah, that's right. It would be a Big Turk. No, I'm going to mail you a Big Turk, and you're going to have to fucking eat it.
Okay.
And review it on the air. I'll send you some candy.
Brian,
I'll
that's
that.
A great idea, though. Pick a candy bar that's got a tenuous lifespan. Tenuous. I love that word. Milo tennis.
And then you sell them? You sell them to people?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hey, check it out. I touched a Kit Kat. I might pick a Kit Kat. Kit Kats are real good. I really like those.
That's true. See, the Max 5 is a little complicated. Yeah. I mean, the Take 5. I mean, it's a little, like, I could see that, but it's like, you know, they're good, but, I mean,
yeah.
If you just want a chocolate bar, are you going to sit there and, like, take it apart? Like,
yeah.
I just not in the mood for fucking pretzels today.
So. But if you are in the mood for pretzels, you have an unlimited supply of them. You could, like, you know, it'd be a bit of work, but you could just suck on it, and then when you get to the pretzel, you take it out,
spit it out
bowl,
for later.
You put it in a bowl, and then later on that evening, when you're watching your television program, you eat a bowl of soggy pretzels that have no salt on them anymore. Mm. No, after you take them out of your mouth, then you re-salt them, and the salt will stick to it again, and then you bake them in the oven again.
And then lick the salt off and keep going.
Well, yeah, it'd be like Fun Dip. Oh, man, I had a dream, come to think of it, that what was I eating? I was eating something in my dream, and I thought I was sprinkling sugar on it. Maybe it was like cereal or something.
Was it Robert Duvall? Really...
Yeah, I think it might have been. And I was pouring some sugar on me in my dream, and then it turned out I was actually putting like rock salt on it instead, and then I had to fucking start over, and I kept doing it. It was weird. It's a bit like Sisyphus or something.
Oh, the guy who has to roll the shit up the thing, and then it's like, wow!
Oh, shit, yeah. It's kind of like that, but I was trying to put sugar on something instead.
Hmm. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Sissy face?
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. More like kissy fur.
Kissy fur?
Oh, I don't know.
Speaking of kiss.
More like foo fur. Okay. Kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kiss is good. That's all.
You're gonna join their army?
No, I'm gonna join the Kiss Navy.
With the sober Irishman?
Yeah.
Oh. We already talked about that guy, right?
Yeah.
Did we really talk? We talked about how he's a chump and all that.
Yeah. No, we'll talk about him. I think in an upcoming show here, we should both divulge our enemies lists.
Ooh.
Yeah. I
don't know.
I'm
not too sure if I have any enemies though. Do I?
You have adversaries.
Maybe. I only ever had one guy growing up who hated me for no reason, and therefore I kind of had to hate him. Like,
right.
It's just, you know, when someone hates you, you're like, well, what am I going to do? I can't really kill that guy with kindness because it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened, what it was, but there was something about me that he fucking could not stand, and he was so mean to me, and just like, he was just a jerk, and I never did figure out what it was.
What's his name?
We'll save that for another time.
All right.
Maybe it's because I banged his sister.
Maybe.
No, I wasn't. I should have.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't have a sister, so I didn't have any of that, like, you know. I mean, I always wanted people to have sex with my brother. So.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Even
that's
now,
what brothers, I'm like, that's what brothers do. Yeah, you're like, fucking somebody,
dude,
will
I,
you just...
I cross-post all over Craigslist every day.
So. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But, brother, yeah. For niece.
And then they contact you, and you always have to be like, not that kind of brother.
Yeah.
All right.
So, fax machine? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You drew one of those in your last comic, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. That was my last comic, too.
It was the last comic ever.
Last comic ever? Just like last time. It was the last podcast ever.
Yeah. How did you guys like the bonus levels? The lost levels?
Yeah.
A podcast. Did you like it? Was it hard?
I want to play that lost level sometime.
You never played it before?
No.
Do you have a Super Nintendo?
I do.
Get Super Mario All-Stars.
Will do.
I have it. I'll send it to you. No, I won't.
Speaking of...
making all these promises.
Nintendo. So
no. Yeah?
Yeah. We should... What? I wish we had a tube, Brian.
Yeah. Like a pneumatic tube?
Yeah. Like one of those little bank tube things. We put a little canister and
we would send video games back and forth?
Yeah.
I would send like a jar of spit.
Yeah, I know.
Except
I'd one up you. We'd have that tube for like 15 minutes before we're sending fucking turds back and forth.
I know. It'd be like spit, fucking comes back. Oh, look, dink spit.
Yeah.
And then back, and it's like, oh, look, cock sneeze. And then you send it back.
Dung phlegm.
Oh,
wait,
donkey. Donkey Kong.
But yeah, I'm going to send my DS to Nintendo.
Are you really?
Decided. Yeah, I checked it out on the website.
You have a dead pixel. For those who didn't know, you have a dead... I had two dead pixels in mine, and I took it back to Future Shop, and I probably fucking already talked about this 100 times, but the guy was like, oh, yeah, well,
yeah,
that's to be expected, right. So we're not really supposed to take it back, but
expect
I will
this,
just to be...
Pow.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, fucking Lady Punch, bam!
Yep.
And, yeah, so anyway, I did get a new one, and it's perfect, and you got a dead pixel in yours, which is fucking ridiculous. It should not happen.
Well,
it's unacceptable.
Yeah. I mean, well, I was trying to accept it, though. I've had it for a month now, and I've played just but yeah, I think every day, just about every day. And I thought I would get over it, but, you know, I got the new Mario game.
It's a drag.
And I see it, it's the first thing I see when it powers up, because it's not a dead pixel, it's fucking red. I mean, it's like, it's red on all the time.
Yeah, that still counts as a dead pixel. Mine was green.
So I can't, I can't help but look at it, and I tried to get over it. I guess I'm just not that big. I can't get past it. So, but it's under warranty, I'm going to send it to Nintendo. They have, like, the prepaid shipping thing, so it's not like...
Oh.
I have to ship it to them and then they reimburse me.
Yeah.
Like, I can print out a prepaid UPS label, fucking slap it on the box, and
sweet.
Send it to Washington. Maybe it'll
be gone
a week, but I'd rather do that.
Oh man, you get to send it to Redmond, Washington.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I guarantee they're going to spell my name wrong when they fucking send it back.
Well, Redmond, maybe fucking just go with it. Maybe you get something for free.
I'll send it to Redmond, Washington.
Yeah, and see what happens.
My way. See what happens.
Yeah,
there.
That's right.
Nintendo. Yeah.
It's my way or the Bryway.
So I, I'm going to send it back.
But then you'll be DS-less for a while.
I was DS-less, for a long
time.
For most
of your life.
Yeah, it took me, forever.
For several years. No, and, what you do is go procure a copy of Super Mario All-Stars, play the lost levels for 5 minutes before you decide that it's not very good.
Well,
it's really difficult.
I didn't, I would take my DS back to the store. I think my mom still has a receipt in my mailbox for it.
Yeah.
But I'm already, I'm a month into Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
And the town isn't just on the cartridge, it's the system too. It's the combination of the two that makes the whole town.
No.
Not true?
Not true. All that is
just a friend code.
You'll get a different friend code. That's all it is.
I don't want that. I like my friend code. It's catchy.
Yeah, I guess so. I already have it inputted in stuff, so everyone already knows it. You should have some.
But
inputting.
I'll get by. I'll be happy because it's the one my parents bought. I want to have the one my parents bought. Like identical piece of hardware, but there's still like a little bit of sentiment attached. So why not just have it fixed? And then I can go through all the fun of having it fixed.
Cool. Yeah, that's all right. I mean, it's not as though you don't have anything else to do.
Exactly. I have to, like, convince myself, okay, now I should play video games. So
I know. I'm kind of the same way. Like, well, when I bought the game, I better play it.
Yeah. Last night at 3:50.
Better make use of it.
At 3:50 last night, I'm like, well, I could draw a little bit more. Or, well, I suppose I should go play some Mario.
Yeah. Yeah, man, drawing's taking up a lot of my free time right now. It's good. I like it. I'm having fun.
Yeah, you are drawing a lot. It's good.
Yeah, I like and, it.
You know what I think we should do? I know you have a link on the bottom top of the thing, but I think we should put a link to your live channel on the thing. Because you've been fucking just...
Yeah, my website...
Gushing your drawings.
It's like, I don't want to update two websites.
Yeah.
And it's such a hassle, but I don't want to get rid of my other website. I haven't really quite decided what the fuck I'm doing with myself. But, yeah, on the live journal, I'm posting daily drawings. Sometimes there's comics, usually not. But I'm just sort of working up to...
It's a lot of stuff, but it's a lot to
do. Kind of just do more stuff and get better at drawing and all that. And making a real conscious effort to just go for it and just, you know,
do
work,
a month,
work.
Make a mini. I'm still on the site. Paper bandwidth.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see about that. I do eventually want to do more Other Days comics and things like that, but I'm not rushing myself. I'm not rushing Attack.
Is it a bunch of stoned cows?
Yeah.
Other
yeah,
Days.
Oh.
Oh, no. I got lady
fucking, no, I fucking slapped your belly.
You got bold-headed.
Shut up.
Wait a minute. Was that Little Britain? You ever watch that show?
Little Britain?
Yeah.
No?
That's a fucking good show on the old BBC. Just see if you can wrangle any of that shit. Sketch comedy. And but it's like recurring characters. And it's not set up in like the typical sketch format. There's only like, you know, a dozen sets of characters, but all really good. Shut up. Really sounds like one of them. So.
No. All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, we should get out of here, Brian. Before we start fighting.
Yeah, I should probably get ready to go to work here. And yeah, so I hope you enjoyed the bonus levels, the lost level, the boner levels.
Mm-hmm.
And
the boner
if
levels
you...
are skyrocketing on this one.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Check yourself before you erect yourself.
Yeah.
And I don't know, if you see another podcast online, it probably means that you unlocked something else. Somehow.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing.
Go search for more coins. yeah, I don't know. Maybe you'll find some other goodies. Maybe you'll unlock a sound test.
Oh, yeah, you might unlock a sound test. Keep trying right now.
Maybe. Just input a code. If you think, okay, you all know this. You all know. But if there's a code that you think, it's probably true.
Yep.
So input it. Fucking... Yeah, and then see what happens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, then.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm probably, no.